Praise of God. We're going to be picking up our conversation on the subject of submission. Amen. This message kind of like, you know, stirred up a lot of waters. Amen. But let me say before we proceed this morning, the essence of this message is to bring to light the mind of God concerning us. I don't know that God is a good God. God never wants his children to be under any kind of bondage. And if you follow the series carefully, at least the first part of this message where I shared with you on what submission is and what submission is not. And the reason why we took the time to explain what submission is and what submission is not is so that you can have a all-round perspective, complete perspective as per what submission is. I want to say it again for the opportune time. I want to say it again for the purpose of emphasis. Submission is not supposed to be dominance. It's not domination. It's not subserviency. Submission is not oppressive. Amen. Submission does not mean that you don't have a mind of your own. Doesn't mean submission is not slavery. And it's important to have that because you see, at times, people have sort of like added color or other interpretation to what God had in mind. And at times when you see some women clamoring for liberation, this liberation, that, for me, it just shows that, you know, the extent to which the world has gone to water down or to misinterpret the concept of submission. If you were here when we spoke about the first part of this message, you will agree with me that God has good intentions. Tell me, say, God has good intentions. I may not have the time to go over all that I said, but I just felt I needed to say that this morning before we proceed, so that we can receive this message with an open heart. Amen? Amen. Colossians 3 verse 18. Colossians 3 verse 18 says, wives, so say wives, submit yourself. Say yourself, somebody. Unto what? Your own husbands. Submit yourselves unto your own. That's to tell you that the subject of submission is voluntary. Your will is involved. Amen? Amen. Submit yourself. You submit yourself. Not to every man, but to what? Your own husband. Say your own husband. Why? As it is fit. What does that mean? It is suitable. It is appropriate. It is the right thing to do in the Lord. That is to tell you that it is the mind. This is the mind of God. This is the will of God. Heavenly Father, thank you because of your word that is anointed already. I ask that you breathe upon every listener this morning. Let your word come with such precision and power. Let your word lift every burden. Let your word destroy every yoke. Let your people find healing and restoration. And let our lives never remain the same. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Like I did mention, in the first part of this message, I explained to us what the concept of submission is. In way of refreshing your memory, I said submission means to honor and what? Respect your husband. I said submission also means to be willing to come under the mission of your husband. That means the husband must provide the mission, the assignment, or the goal. Submission also means to be willing to allow your husband to take the lead. In other words, to lead the home, because that is what God, the role God has assigned for the man. Then the last, but not the least thing that I said, that submission is that submission means to obey your husband. And that word obey simply means to give in to his advice or to his admonition. If you recollect, I said the word submit that you see in Ephesians 5, 22, Colossians 3, 18, and you see some other places like 1 Peter 3, verse 6, Titus 2 verse 5, where the Bible says the woman should be in subjection to her husband. That word is the Greek word hupataso, H-U-P-O-T-A-S-S-O. It has two broad meanings. The first meaning is used in a military sense. It means to arrange troops, in an orderly fashion under a leader or a commander. That's the first meaning. Now the second meaning is in a non-military sense. It means, and I want you to listen carefully, it means the voluntary attitude of giving in, cooperating, accepting responsibility, and carrying a burden. I say it again. Voluntary attitude of giving in. Say giving in. Cooperating. Say cooperating. That's very important. Accepting responsibility and carrying a burden. That's the idea. And you see, in those places where I quoted, that is the way it's used. It's used in a voluntary sense. And it's important for us to realize that the will, the minds, and the emotions of your wife is involved. Amen. Somebody in the house. If you understand that, say amen. Amen. Now, today, by the special grace of God, my focus or our focus in this service will be on how do we go about submitting to our husbands. Because if the Bible says God expects the woman to submit to her husband, then obviously there are ways. You see, God has never kept us in the dark. 1 John 1 verse 5 says God is light. In him there's no darkness at all. So that simply means that there is a way God expects you to go about the submission that he's telling us about. If a wife is going to submit to her husband, obviously, there are ways that God has designated. There are ways that God has proposed that it should be done. And listen, in order not to be in the dark, that's why God has laid out the way. Say the way, somebody. Isaiah 55 verse 8 and 9 says, my ways are not your ways, neither my thoughts your thoughts. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Psalm 25 verse 4, David says, show me your ways and teach me your path. So we can learn the ways of God. I said we can learn the ways of God. And you see, God is not just interested in what you do. God is interested in whatever you are trying to do, doing it in the right way. There's a way you can submit. Amen, somebody? But it may not be in the way that God has ordained it. Now, God does not want you to submit to your husband like that. Amen? I said, amen, somebody? There's a king known as Amaziah in the Bible. You can see 2 Kings 14 verse 3. 2 Chronicles 35 verse 1 and 2. The Bible says he did that which was right. Amen? I said amen, somebody. Amen. He did that which was right. Listen to this. But not with a perfect heart. So you can submit, but you may not be submitting in the way that God expects you to submit. You know, like, I had a very funny story. Somebody was saying this, that, I'm submitting. It's because they said I should submit. Amen, somebody. You can see that the attitude is wrong. Amen, somebody. You are not submitting in the right way, the right manner. Hello? Are you here? Hello, somebody in the house? If you are still here, say amen, somebody. Amen. It's important for us to realize that there's a way to submit. So God has given us insight. And I think every married woman should be interested in how do I go about submitting to my husband? If we have the time, we have about 14 or 15, ideas here that can help us, concept in line with God's word on how to submit. Now, the first one is that this is the way to submit to your husband. Submit to him as unto the Lord. Ephesians 5:22 says that. One, submit to your own husband as unto the Lord. Don't say as unto the Lord. I can't hear you say as unto the Lord. Now, that is very, very important.
as unto the Lord. Now, what does that phrase mean? As unto the Lord. In other words, it's saying submit to your husband's leadership as an act of obedience to Christ. What does that mean? When I submit to my husband, I am what? Honoring the Lord. That's where I'm going. Amen. Somebody in the house. Listen to this. When you honor God, those who honor God, God honors back. 1 Samuel 2 verse 20, I mean 2 verse 30. God says, I honor those who what? Honor me. And those who despise me, what will happen? I will lightly esteem. It's important for us to realize that this is the way God wants you to respect, honor your husband. Amen, somebody? As unto who? The Lord. Say the Lord, somebody. Listen to this. When you submit, the way God is going to interpret your submission is that you are obeying the Lord. That's why Colossians 3 verse 18 says, wives, submit to your own husbands as it is what? Fit in the Lord. So it's important for us to realize that my submission must be, or should be rather, to my husband as unto who? The Lord. Say the Lord, somebody. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 15 verse 3, the Bible says the eyes of the Lord is in every place beholding the good and the evil. There's nothing anybody can do that is hidden to God. So I want to ask you a question this morning as a wife. Are you submitting to your husband as unto the Lord? Because if every woman understands this, the question is this, how do you submit to the Lord? The way people go about submitting to the Lord, people submit to the Lord respectfully, people submit to the Lord reverentially, people submit to the Lord, and wholeheartedly. Now, that's the way God wants you to view see submission. And all women in the house say amen. I say, all women in the house, say amen. Amen. That's the first way to submit. Submit unto your husband as unto who? The Lord. Say the Lord, somebody. That is very, very important. Because when you do that, you'll be pleasing the Lord. You see, the goal is to please Him. Amen. Amen. It's about pleasing Him. And if every woman looks at it from this dimension, it will save us from a lot of contentions or issues. So that's the first way God wants you to submit. If you understand, say amen, somebody. Amen. Number two, because I want to run. How does God want me to go about my submission as the wife? God wants you to submit to your husband the way the church is submitted unto Christ. The way the church is what? Submitted to the Christ. Ephesians 5, verse 24. Therefore, as the church is subject unto what? Christ. So let the wise be to what? I can't hear you. The wise be to what? In how many things? I'm going to come to that in a minute. But before I get to the latter part, I want to dwell on the first part. My submission to my husband should be the same way the church is what? Submissive to who? I want to ask a question now. How is the church submissive to Christ? Voluntarily, volitionally, or involuntarily? Okay. Some people are not saying it. How is the church submissive to Christ? By force or volitionally? Is it by force? Are you sure it's not by force? Come on, talk to me, somebody in the house. How is the church submissive to Christ? By force or voluntarily? If we say voluntarily, can I have a name in the house? Now, I want to ask you a question, and I want you to be very frank with me. Is the church submissive to Christ in all things? Some people are looking away from me now. Sir, they have not, the question is the church submissive to Christ in all things? Should the church be submissive to Christ in all things? You're getting what I'm trying. I'm trying to take you somewhere. Just stay with me. Listen to this. For you to know that the church, when I say the church, I'm not talking about the world, so I'm talking about you and I. Because we are the church. I hope you know that. The church is not the pillar. Are you here this morning? 1 Corinthians 12:27, it says, now you are the body of Christ and members in what? We are the church. I'm saying we are the church. I can tell you that every child of God is not fully submitted to Christ yet. Otherwise, if that is so, we will not be reminding people about winning souls. Because everybody should win souls. Amen, somebody? Hello, somebody? People should struggle with unforgiveness. Everybody should be a forgiver. Amen, somebody? Hello? There are things in your life that you know you are struggling with God with concerning obedience. Is that not true? I'm going somewhere. Listen, I asked you earlier on, how is the church submitted to Christ? We said, is it voluntarily or involuntarily? We said voluntarily. Amen, somebody? Do you even know that the truth of God's word is not something you can force down the throat of people? Even salvation, you don't force it down the throat of people. People choose, ultimately. Hello? I say, hello? I say, hello, somebody. That's why you need to realize, even as the man, because I know this issue comes up at times, Sam. Oh, my wife is not submissive to me, and I'm trying to make her to submit by force. That cannot work. Hello, somebody. Hello. She should submit. Amen. But listen, trying to make her to submit by force will not do it. You don't get things done by force. Hello? Those of us, you know what I'm talking about. You don't get more things done by force. Even salvation is not something you get done by force. People they will see the light. They must catch a revelation of it and come to the conviction of their sinfulness. Amen? So there's a better approach. The false approach will not work. And at times, that's where there are issues. People are trying to make it happen by force. Say, make it happen by force. Do you know that with all our idiosyncrasies, with all our baggages, God is still putting up with many of us? Hello? Are you here this morning? So, you see, that's why I always say this to the man. You need to display a greater sense of what? Maturity. A greater sense of maturity. Because, listen to this, if your wife is going to come to the place of submission to you in the true sense of it, you can't get it done by force. That's why, if you remember, part of the role a man plays, you are the leader. Leadership is not easy. Amen, somebody? And listen, there's a difference between a leader and a boss. There's a difference between a leader and a ruler. You're not supposed to be a tyrant. There are all kinds of leaders. Hello? There are autocratic leaders. There are bureaucratic leaders. But there are better leadership modes and styles that can bring the best out of your wife or bring the best out of your home. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor. Say, how are you submitting to Christ? You see, one of the things I discovered again as to how does the church, one way the church submits to Christ is that we submit to Christ precept upon precept, line upon line. It's going to take growth. It's going to take development for us to get to the place whereby we are truly submitted to Christ in all things. Now, if that is what it takes for us as children of God, listen, even if you have a very troublesome wife, say troublesome. Because the women are blessed. Hallelujah, be to Jesus. I said, hallelujah, be to Jesus. It's the women that are responding to me now. Thank God for them. Amen, somebody. Some people are looking at me in a very dangerous way, though. Amen, somebody. Glory be to God in the highest. Even if you have a very troublesome wife. Amen, somebody. It's important for you to know that you need to have what? A lot of patience too. Because doing things by force is not the way to go. Amen? Amen. Precept upon precept. Paul said, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I spoke like a child, I behaved like a child. 1 Corinthians 13:11. But when I became a man, I put away what? So it's important to be accommodating. It's important to have a large heart. Amen? Amen. Because you need to have that, that capacity in you as a man. Otherwise, you may abuse your authority as a leader in the home. And all the men say amen in the house. Because if God goes to that extent to put up with us, then we need, if I remember the story of the man in Matthew 18, that his master forgave a lot. He went out of his master's presence. A fellow servant that owed something insignificant. If you look at the way he dealt with the man, locked him up in prison, all his family. You could see that that's not the way God wants us to practice what? Mercy and compassion. Look at your neighbor and say, be merciful. What did the Bible say? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall what? It's important for us to have this at the back of our mind. That's the reason why I was asking those questions. Because you say God goes to a great extent. And we, especially as the man, you need to, if you have a very difficult wife, God will give you the grace and the capacity to be patient and endurance. That's what we call patient endurance. Amen, somebody. Combination. Amen, somebody. And you will overcome in Jesus' name. Someone said, Pastor, I don't want to carry this kind of cross. Listen to this. There is no temptation that is come to you that what is not common. God will never allow you to go do something you don't have capacity for. Tapi said, there is grace. I've heard of women beating their husbands. So when I say there are troublesome women too, I know what I'm talking about. Now, the woman is not even big. Don't think that she's big. No, it's not the size though. Thank you. Minister Olivia, it's skill. Say skill, somebody. I know that may look funny, but I'm telling you real life stories now. Real life stories. So you need patience, endurance. To be able to deal with that. Amen, somebody. I said amen, somebody. Now, if you look at that scripture in Ephesians 5:24, where it says, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Now, this scripture, many people have lifted this scripture out of place or out of context. Hello? I say hello. Listen, scriptures must be interpreted within the context of how it is used. Glory be to God. I say glory be to God. So I said, how should we interpret this scripture therefore? Because I know some men too have been very fussy about this. The Bible says you obey me in everything. Everything is everything. Even if what you told her to do is is not in line with God's word. No. How should we interpret this? You must interpret this, everything, in line with the will and the counsel of God. It's not an absolute. It's not used in an absolute sense. Say absolute. Absolute. Say absolute. Absolute. It's not used in an absolute sense of anything. Say anything. If he tells you not to go and renounce your faith, you wouldn't do that. I don't have time. I will have showed you the examples. You see, the same God who said in Romans 13:1, let every soul be subject to higher powers. Now, higher powers means considered authority, whether the state or government or church or family. Amen, somebody? Amen. You will see in the Bible when those people in authority at times gave instructions that were contrary to God's word, God was on the side of the people who lined up with his will and not the leaders. Several examples. Listen, Moses will have died at infancy if not for the initiative of the mother who disregarded the instruction to submit her child for what? For mother. Hello, somebody? Are you in the house? Those two midwives who speared male babies in disregard to Pharaoh's instructions, and you see God bless them. You can see the story in Exodus. Exodus chapter 1, I think from verse 15 to the end. The disciples came before the Sanhedrin and said, don't preach in this name. Don't. They went out. Did they obey them? No. Hello, somebody in the house? Are you here this morning? I say, hello, somebody. There's several instructions. I told you the story of Nabal and Abigail. The man made a very stupid decision that could have ruined the entire family, if not for the wisdom of the woman. Nabal would have perished. Of course, God dealt with Nabal himself. Amen, somebody? I said, amen, somebody. So please, husbands, all the men in the house, say amen. Well, we are trying to communicate this everything, say everything. Because at times it's an issue, so say it's everything. And you can see people emphasizing the everything. Amen, somebody. Including money. Or sexual relations. Amen. Some of you are looking away from me now. Look at your neighbor and say, are you still here? Glory be to God in the highest. Some of you are looking at me in a very dangerous way. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10, wisdom is profit to the what? To direct. I think there is an overstretching of this truth at times. Overstretching. Say overstretching. You know, so you can overstretch truth so that it can suit, you know, you or your circumstance. I've told you that, I think it was the last time we met, that submission does not mean that, you know, you're a dummy, you don't have a mind of your own. Doesn't mean that you can't use your brains. If somebody asks, you can't jump to the lagoon now. I don't think you can jump into the lagoon for whatever reason. So look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, it's not an absolute, it's not using an absolute sense. Because at times I wonder why when some men are saying that, you know, probably the wife should bring all her money, bring it to the table. Amen, somebody. Are you bringing all your money to the table too? Leadership should be by what? Hello, somebody. We're very quiet now. Amen, somebody. I think there are some things. You see, that's why God gave us common sense. Amen, somebody. It has its own place too. Submission does not mean you don't use your brains. You know, if you understand our roles as a leader, leadership is by example. If I'm saying that they should bring all the money to the table, am I bringing all my own money to the table? So I say, well, come and submit it to my feet, the feet of the... Glory be to God. And you are keeping your own money. Amen, somebody. I mean, I don't think... that's not good leadership style. That's not good. I mean, because the thing you are doing, you are not even leading by example yourself. That's not... Okay, let's... Will Christ do something like that? Yes, I say no. Now, don't forget, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3, it says the head of every man is Christ, the head of the woman is the man specific, and the head of Christ is what? God. Amen. Amen. I said amen. Amen. I want to bring out something from what I just said there. Because leadership should be by example. Don't just say do as I say. No, the best way to impact people is what? Do I what? That's the best way. Like I said, our culture at times, as you know, people have used cultural inclination or traditional beliefs to color the concept of submission. And that's not the way it should be. Amen, somebody. Amen. Wow. I said I would drop three. Let me talk about the third one before we begin. Number three. How do we submit to our husband? How does God expect you to look for ways and opportunities of honoring and building your husband up? Look for what? Ways. Say ways. And what? Opportunities. Of honoring and building up. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron, so does a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. Proverbs 14 verse 1 says, every wise woman builds a house. Listen, we said submission means to honor and to respect your husband. If that's the meaning of submission, am I looking for ways and opportunities of honoring him? Because there are ways of honoring a man. Some say ways like how? Some say ways like how? Number one, be his greatest supporter. You are supposed to be the number one cheerleader of your husband. You are supposed to be his number one fan. Amen? Hello? Ask your neighbor, say, are you a fan of your husband? You're a critique. That's how you, I mean, that's one way you can honor your husband. Be his greatest what? Supporter. Believe in his dream. Believe in his vision. How can I honor my husband again? Be his greatest encourager. Be his greatest what? Men need encouragement. Hello, somebody? Men need encouragement. The world out there is fierce. When you look at the market force, when you look at the spiritual forces and many things that seem to be against a man, or what a man is busy trying to figure out, welfare, well-being of his family, tomorrow and etc. and so on. There are a lot of things that confront a man. One way you can help, say help, honor him, is to encourage him. Don't worry there. Things will be fine. Don't worry. We're going to go through this. And not to be adding insult upon what? I said, you are still there. This is where you see where your mates have. I mean, you are not sending a good signal. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. How can I honor my husband? You honor your husband when you also become his greatest believer. Tell him, I believe in you. I believe in your potential. I believe in your ability. I believe in the... Listen, those words are like oxygen to the soul of a man. It's important. This is how to submit, by looking for ways of honoring. There are several opportunities that comes. But most of the time, many people miss out on those moments. How can you honor your husband? Again, by becoming his greatest admirer. Amen, somebody. Amen. You know, most of the time when we don't appreciate what we have, like somebody said, it's when we lose what we have that the reality begins to dawn on us. Amen, somebody. Amen. Every wife, every woman who is married, you should be your husband's greatest what? Admirer. Admire him. Tell him, ah, you are looking sweet. Amen, somebody. Nobody like you. Amen, somebody. Amen. Hello, somebody. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. If the person is a lady and she's married, ask him, when was the last time you admired your husband? Don't let people outside be admiring your husband for you and say, ah. In fact, glory be to God in the highest. Look at your neighbor and tap your neighbor and say, today, God is giving us opportunities to begin something new in our homes and our families. Let's rise up on our feet. I can't go beyond that because of time. Glory be to God. There are several other ways you can honor your husband. God will give you illumination and understanding in Jesus' name. Can we lift up our hands? All eyes closed. Let's lift up our hands. Say, Heavenly Father, I receive your word this morning. I receive healing for my soul. Thank you for touching me in the areas that I needed the most. Can you lift up your hands and just talk to the Lord? I believe that God's healing power is here this morning.